The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. The
change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
There are undocumented children being held alone in detention, even as close as Homestead, Florida, right here, less than 30 miles from where we are tonight. Fathers and mothers and children are dying while trying to enter the United States of America. We saw that image today that broke our hearts, and they had names. Oscar Martinez and his 23-month-old daughter Valeria died trying to cross the river to ask for asylum in this country. Last month, more than 130,000 migrants were apprehended at the southern border. Secretary Castro, if you were president today, hoy, what would you specifically do?
Thank you very much, Jose. I'm very proud that in April I became the first candidate to put forward a comprehensive immigration plan. And we saw those images, watching that image of Oscar and his daughter Valeria is heartbreaking. It should also piss us all off. If I were president today, and it should spur us to action, if I were president today, I would sign an executive order that would get rid of Trump's zero tolerance policy, the remain in Mexico policy, and the metering policy. Hello. This metering policy is basically what prompted Oscar and Valeria to make that risky swim across the river. They have been playing games with people who are coming and trying to seek asylum at our ports of entry. Oscar and Valeria went to a port of entry, and then they were denied the ability to make an asylum claim. So they got frustrated, and they tried to cross the river, and they died because of that.
On day one, sorry.
On day one, I would do that executive order that would address metering, and then I would follow that up in my first 100 days with immigration reform that would honor asylum claims, that would put undocumented immigrants, as long as they haven't committed a serious crime, on a pathway to citizenship, and that would go to the root cause of the issue, which is we need a Marshall Plan for Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador.
Yeah.
So that people can find safety and opportunity at home instead of coming to the United States to seek it.
Thank you. I just want to say, I think Julian Castro did our whole show last night in 60 seconds or 90 seconds, whatever he was like. That was pretty freaking concise and accurate. And it's exactly what I've been telling you, that they are playing games with these people. The metering thing. Remember yesterday I told you, what if you're in the deli line and you get number 127, you look up and you see they're serving number 20, and you ask, how many people, you know, do you serve, you know, in an hour? And they tell you, we serve 40 people a week. Would you stay in the line? You see what I mean? They're playing games. And Julian Castro, I'll tell you something. Let me say this right out of the gate. I would have voted for anybody at that debate last night, 1,000-fold over Donald Trump. And I'm including the sound guy in that. Seriously, dude. I mean, I would have voted for Lester Holt. I would have voted for, you know, Rachel. Maybe not Chuck Todd. But anybody that was at that debate last night, okay, they were a billion times better. You know, and I just think when people actually tuned in and they didn't see, you know, screaming and yelling and belittling and name-calling, they went, oh, this is boring. Yeah, well, it's not boring if you give a damn about human life, basic human rights, healthcare, the climate. It was the first time in, I don't know, two years or more that I heard any issue thoughtfully discussed, whether people agreed on Medicare for all or we should do a public option. It didn't matter to me. You know what mattered to me? That I heard policy, that I heard real discussion, that I saw emotion, I saw compassion. I thought Julian Castro, when they Diaz-Balart asked him about these this horror show that has been created at the border by Keep Them in Mexico and all. Oh, and by the way, right before the debate, I tweeted out, it was breaking news, right before the debate, just before it got underway, The U.S. asylum officers, guys who work for our government, guys who work for literally Donald Trump, they petitioned the court last night, and they used a federal appeals court, and they asked the court to please block the Trump administration from continuing his immigration policies, especially the Remain in Mexico policy, because they're being directed to implement this, and it's threatening the lives of children and women and people who are supposed to be in their care. And they actually wrote in their brief to the court, they wrote an amicus brief, which is a friend of the court brief. They said that it fundamentally is contrary to the moral fabric of our nation. They argued that asylum officers are duty bound to protect vulnerable asylum seekers from persecution. This is 2,500 federal workers, including the asylum officers. They wrote a 37-paged friend of the court brief to the Ninth Circuit. Now, why? Because the Ninth Circuit has not yet decided whether or not Trump's policy endangers lives, human lives, and violates basic human rights that are available to people in America, whether they're citizens or not. They're humans. And that's what America is, right? So they wrote this 37-page brief, and they said, please, please, make him stop. You have to deal with the root cause of all this. You have to do, and Julian Castro is the only person last night that brought up Central America and the Northern Triangle and the fact that it's run by the freaking elite mafia, and that the United States has been propping up these guys for 20 years now or more, and that we invaded Salvador, and, you know, we did all this, chose sides in a civil war, allowed for the killing of 200,000 people that just sort of kind of stopped in 1996. I mean, it's just that we devastated these countries and that we need a Marshall Plan for our neighbors right there in Central America. And if we would invest, and what does Trump do? He pulls out aid. He says no more aid to these guys. Did you think that was going to increase or decrease the amount of migration? You know, I let me tell you something. This is so sick and sad. So right before the debate, the entire asylum division wrote to the court. And you know who their boss is? Their boss is Ken Cuccinelli, the former Virginia Attorney General, that hardliner dude that sits on CNN all the time screaming about immigrants. That's who's in charge. And so they decide, he's the acting director, because we don't have anybody in charge of Border Patrol. We don't have anybody in charge of Homeland Security. We don't have anybody in charge of U.S. citizenship and immigration services. Everybody is an acting. Everybody is temporary. Everybody is, you know. And so the Ninth Circuit had allowed the policy to continue pending its decision on whether or not it was in violation of federal law. So that's why they wrote this amicus brief to the court. And they said, please, just insert yourself already. Would you please? Because this is people are dying. And you know what? The Nuremberg defense doesn't work. We can't say we were just following Ken Cuccinelli's orders. It's not going to work. And I'm sure a lot of these guys and women have post-traumatic stress disorder, because they're doing this cruel thing, you know? And I'm sure some of them are decent. Not a lot of them, though, I gotta say. In another matter, in another court case, you have, the children, you know, this has to do with the environment in Clint, Texas, at Border Patrol's facilities. The lawyers who were mandated by the court to do the inspections, you know, we played you there. They never saw anything like this. This was horrendous. So they went and interviewed the kids, and the kids' interviews are now being made public. And oh my God, it'll rip your guts out. Now, this was a good discussion last night. Finally.